Hey, Silver Eagle, Tom Montague here with the third and final podcast for 2024. And I'm here with special guest Matt Lewis, Director of Warehouse Operations for Silver Eagle. How's it going today, Matt?
Great, Tom. Glad to be here.
It's awesome. So, you know, some really fun things have happened here in the third trimester of the year. And, you know, one of the things was the cook-off in October. It was so much fun. We had a lot of people turn out, families, everybody having a great time. It benefits United Way. So we had all kinds of prizes and winners. The winner of that, I want to shout out again, Killing It Barbecue, Robert Perez from Fleet. Great job. This past Monday, we celebrated our veterans on Veterans Day at a Rockets game. And I know I saw you there, Matt. Did you have a good time?
I did. I had a great time, Tom. I had about 15 people that work for the warehouse operation, veterans. So I appreciate their service. And the Rockets won. So.
Well, that is awesome. Better that they won. And to all our veterans at Silver Eagle, we absolutely appreciate your service. So let's do a quick update on what's going on with business. I won't go too deep. But, you know, what a good feeling for October because, you know, it was a little bit of struggle. You've been hearing it throughout the year, but it just seems like, and I'm going to find some wood to knock on here, that somebody turned on the beer faucet in October. And we had a really good month. You know, overall business in October versus last year was up 7.5%. We had an extra day versus last year, but, you know, that still put us up really in the 3% range, which is fantastic compared to where we've been. Some of the outstanding things to talk about is Anheuser-Busch had a great month. Constellation had a huge month. And then Mark Anthony, our White Claw group, and Cayman Jack up 15% for the month. So these are all great things that happened in October. Some other notables, you know, Four Loko, and man, how about Beatbox? Beatbox is on a tear, crushing it. So for everybody, great job in the month of October, and we're seeing a really good start to November. This momentum has just continued in the first half of November, and we feel like we can close out this year really strong. So, you know, let's jump into a few things here. One, new items. We know we lose some non-alcoholic brands and we get more. Melanie Broom has done an amazing job recruiting new brands into our house to help keep us strong. And one is being Snow Beer, which comes from China. It's actually the largest beer brand in the world. It'll be importing into the U.S. and we'll be one of the first states outside of New York to get that brand. Should be a good one for us. And then some non-alcoholic brands that I really can't talk about now, but they're going to help us out. But when we get new brands, we have to have space for those brands. So, Matt, let's talk about warehouse space on those kind of things.
By the beginning of Q1 of next year, Houston and Pasadena will have additional racking to be able to handle all of these new products. As you know, in Cyprus, they have Dematic, so we'll be able to handle anything new that comes through there. I love to see the innovation and great to see the new products.
That is great news. Always working to get better. And, you know, the other topic that came up, and it's come up before, is, you know, a refresh on our forklifts and walkie riders. What do you got for that?
I definitely got an update for everybody on that. So I know Toyota is king when it comes to forklifts. So you can see by Q2 of next year, we'll have 5 new double Ys in the system, as well as 10 new single lifts and 30 walkie riders. So we'll start in Houston and Pasadena because Cyprus already has brand new equipment. But yeah, it'll be a total refresh, and we'll start with 5 double wides, 10 single lifts, and 30 walkie riders. So looking forward to it.
That is great news. And think about the timing. That the double lifts just came up in this last input meeting. So there you go. We're moving that direction. I guess, you know, that's a quick update for the end of the year. And, you know, again, thanks to everybody at Silver Eagle for all you do. Looking forward to wrapping up a good 2024 and looking forward to a great 25. Thank you, everybody. Have a great one.